The Vatican's Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith today issued a doctrinal note on evangelization, outlining that it is the Church's duty and inalienable right to announce the gospel. Emma McCarthy has this report.
Prefect of the Congregation, U.S. Cardinal William Joseph Leveda, presented the document entitled A Doctrinal Note on Some Aspects of Evangelization to journalists in the Vatican's press office on Friday at noon.
The doctrinal note addresses a central theme in Catholic and Christian understanding of our belief in Jesus Christ, that of evangelization.
The prefect said the note is a result of conversation with bishops around the world, addressing some specific concerns which seem to undermine the fulfillment of Christ's missionary mandate.
This work of evangelization belongs to the very nature of the Church.
Cardinal Leveda said the anthropological implications of evangelization addressed two key factors of human existence, freedom and truth. Human dignity requires that the search for this truth respect human freedom of conscience. It follows then, he said, that evangelization must never resort to coercion or tactics unworthy of the gospel. At the same time, however, he pointed out, religious liberty requires that evangelization not be impeded by restrictive measures.
Because Christians have received this great gift of God's love in Christ, they naturally have a desire, indeed a duty, to share this gift with their families, friends, and neighbors.
Dominican priest Father Joseph Agustin de Noia is CDF Undersecretary. He says that the document first began as a project under the then prefect of CDF, Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, in attempts to clarify one fundamental problem.
The fundamental problem is a pluralistic theology of religion, which essentially states that all religions are equally valid in leading persons to salvation, so that the Church and Christ cannot claim that Christianity has some special path to salvation, but each path is valid for the people who are, let's say, born into it culturally and socially. And that's the fundamental error was addressed by the document Dominus Iesus, but now, let's say, the missionary implications are being addressed in this document.
Cardinal Leveda summarized that when individual persons decide in conscience to enter the Catholic Church, their decision should be respected without accusing the Catholic Church of a negative form of proselytism. Finally, concluded the Cardinal Prefect, the importance of Christian witness to holiness and charity is essential if evangelization is to be credible. I'm Emer McCarthy.